Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Pony Sync for November 17th, 2020. Happy Life Day. Welcome to everybody who is here and to everybody who listens to this later on the recording. If everybody who's here could just introduce yourselves really quick, that would be great.
Hi, I'm Sean Allen.
Hi, I'm Joe.
I'm Gord Tischer.
I am Roland Smith.
And as I may or may not have said, I'm Andy Turley. Welcome to the Pony Sync. So let's get started. All of the issues that we're going to be discussing are listed in the Sync channel on the Sync stream on Zulip under the 2020-11-17 topic. So if you're in here, you can go there. And if you're following along at home, you can also go there. So let's dive in, start where we usually start in Pony C. We don't have any open PRs. We have two issues. So the first one is this cap instantiated incorrectly for transitional receivers calling box methods. That's issue number 3677.
Yes, Jason left a note in the Zulip about this and said that it hadn't been updated in the last week, but wanted to know if there were any, but to let him know if there was any discussions or questions about it.
Okay. Anything we need to say on this one?
I don't think so.
To take that as a general no. Okay. Moving on, 3139, UDP sockets stop listening after a while. Doesn't sound great. This is from April of 2019. So yeah, there's some conversation around closing sockets.
This is what is awkward. Is it really necessary to close the socket here? It would be fairly easy to retrieve this as path. I don't understand. Can somebody explain his? It should be fairly easy to reproduce everything from there to the end. I don't really understand what it's referencing. In particular, what I think this is in the, it should be fairly easy to reproduce this.
See here.
Yes, the socket could be closed if there's a write error, but there's nothing to indicate anything here. There's no code to understand what's going on here. I asked for a code a year and a half ago. I'm going to ask again. Does that make sense? I mean, to me, I don't see anything to indicate that that the socket, you know, that it's because there was a send and there was an error, right? And the socket closed. I mean, it sounds like from the initial description that it's just sitting there and nothing happens. It just says, like, after some time, after a few days, my server stops listening on UDP sockets.
Yeah, I'm not sure I really follow what's going on here.
Okay, I asked that again. So what's next?
Yep. So that covers it for Pony C. The only thing that's open in Pony Lang website is the Last Week in Pony 629. So then there's Corral. There's two PRs open. The first one is run post fetch script after fetch completion, number 160.
I imagine, yes, this is the nothing since last week's sync.
Yeah.
That's picking up my comment.
Mm-hmm.
And hey, I'm going on vacation soon, so I might actually have time to fix that bug, Joe.
Hooray for vacation.
Hopefully.
Okay. And then fetcher and updater notified when errors occur, number 159. Looks like also 7 days ago.
Yeah. I don't actually know. Is this the same Kaboom failure or?
It doesn't seem to be the same Kaboom failure, which is why I pasted the failure there.
Well, I do see a segmentation fault with at least one of them. Is there some other? Oh, and then there's also an integration test that fails.
Yeah.
But is this an integration test that, if I rerun this integration test, do you think it would pass, Gordon? The fetch ones, I don't remember. Was there something where they could be, I feel like
they're pretty sketchy on Windows.
So that's on Windows. Okay. Let's try rerunning that. But the FreeBSD one looks like it would be, can I rerun this? Is it just too far at this point? Okay. No, that's right. You can't rerun, those. Okay. And the FreeBSD had the segmentation fault, which is almost assuredly the other thing. Let's rerun the FreeBSD. Have you had a chance? I don't know. Did you ever have a chance, Gordon, to give this a review? I haven't had any time.
No, I haven't had time.
Would you have time in the next few days?
I'll try and see if I can take a look at it.
Okay, I'll put you and I on it, and one of the two of us can hopefully get it before next week. right, to actually give the code a review. I've been rather detained by other things. I know you have as well. All right. So, and I'm rerunning the, I really think that the FreeBSD one is probably that bug that I still have to have time to fix in the runtime. And then I would imagine probably that the Windows one is just a little bit of flakiness with the window and the process monitor stuff, right, that we had seen before with some of the Corral tests, where it was a matter of you eventually having enough time to try and figure out what the weirdness in process monitor on Windows was, which has been a never-ending source of fun. Does that sound like a correct reading of everything?
Yeah, there's issues for those in the main Pony C.
Yeah, so I would say, so let's see, Valley or I will review as soon as we have time. This week, the FreeBSD CI failure. The note. Okay, so I commented the effect of what we said about the two CI failures, and that one of us would hopefully be looking at it this week. Well, this week being between now and next Tuesday. One 60 we also have, right? 160 was that one that we looked at. Does let's see. Okay, this looks good to me. So 160, are you comfortable with merging 160 if it's the same? Yeah, you comfortable with merging 160?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, all right. Let's see, does this have, it's got two commits. I will squash them. Of course, I almost messed that up. Well, I did, but not in a way that's non-recoverable. Okay. All right, merged. Woo!
Okay. All right. So that's it in terms of issues then. Is there anything anybody would like to discuss here?
Yeah, hi, this is Roland, actually. I've got a just a question. I'm getting to the pretty much done with this Unicode string.
Woo!
Working on, yeah, woo. So I'm just curious what now it's a there are a bunch of changes, I guess, in the core Pony C repo. And I have made a number of, you know, fixes, yeah, since it's not really compatible. I've changed a few other Pony Lang repos that I found, just tried out. But I guess my question is there, you know, a list of Pony Lang repos that I should make sure I've covered? Willing to try that. I know there's some stuff there, you know, maybe is is deprecated, it's not being maintained anymore. It would be good to know that before I.
So if you look under the Pony Lang organization, you'll see all the repositories, and any which are deprecated would say as such. And once your change hits master, right? There are every single one of the things which uses Pony C, like any of the libraries which are under the Pony Lang org, do have CI, which runs with the, there's a little bit of a delay, but it's basically a nightly build against the, of running the test against the latest nightly build for Pony C. Okay. So I would say that, yes, you can go through and you should be able to find the list of any of the libraries which could be impacted, right? And the other thing is that I don't know if you have, I don't know what level of access there actually is to people who aren't logged in, but there are CI jobs which will run and where if you do have the correct level of access, you'd be able to go look at each of them and see. Let me try browsing as a guest here where I'm not logged in for a minute and see if you can see like the actions. So you can see the actions tab and you can see, can you see the logs? This check with skip, log all incoming events, log event. Okay, let's try a different actions. Oh, Corral would be a good one. See how that works. Wait, Corral. On post. Yes. So you should be able to see, for example, you'd be able to go like a day later and go to any of those repos, and under actions, there should be a workflow that's called like versus Pony C latest. And if it's got a red X next to it, it failed for some reason, right?
Uh-huh. Okay.
And if it's got a green check mark against it, then it was using the latest after your stuff got merged to master and be working. So that's definitely another way that we can find after any PR is done where the thing hits master, we'd be able to check it for that. And whenever we do a large potentially breaking change down to master, there's a whoever's doing the releases, which is always me right now. I never do a release until at least all of those nightly ones have run, and I check to make sure that there weren't any breaking changes for anything else.
Okay. Good. Okay, and just in terms of the process of, I guess, I'm going to fork the repo, which I've done. Should I then merge my branch back into master on my fork and then?
No. Do it on a fork. Do it on your fork and then on a branch on your fork. It'll work out much better for you in the long term, because of how GitHub's PR system works. You want to use a different branch for every single PR that you might ever do.
Okay, fine.
Otherwise, it's going to start to get you will run into problems down the road. There's a bit of info about all of that in the contributing doc in the Pony C repo, where it has some stuff about forking and to use an individual branch for each PR, etc. I'd say give that a quick review. Could probably answer. Hopefully all of your questions. If it doesn't for anything, or if there are any questions you have that come up from that, ping me on Zulip. And even though I've been rather busy with non-Pony stuff lately, I still get the notifications for Zulip on my phone. So I usually notice within an hour or so, unless I'm asleep.
Okay, good. All right, last question. Are there any Pony repos outside of Pony Lang that are important? I think there's Pony Check is used, but I don't think it's in.
Those are maintained by other people. So in general, you know, hey, here's a change. It was a breaking change. Maybe you can't use Pony Check with a particular version. It would need to be updated. You know, if there's some libraries that you particularly use, you could try PRing against them. Otherwise, I would say, you know, don't worry about it. For in terms of stuff when we do breaking changes for Pony C, we make sure that the Pony Lang libraries work, but not that any others work.
Okay. Good. All right. That's all my questions.
Cool.
Jinx.
No jinx.
This isn't like a presidential election. You can't just declare it invalid. Any other questions?
Not right now. Although if anybody's listening to this, because I have been struggling to find time to do this bug fix for Pony C. If anybody's listening, he really wants to get really dirty really quickly with Pony C and wants to help with fixing of the bug in Pony C in the runtime, ping me on Zulip.
Cool. All right. Well, short meeting. Let's see here. Next week is the Thanksgiving week for those of us in the US, but Tuesday is early enough that I would expect people should probably be able to be around. I think unless we announce otherwise, I will plan on running a Pony Sync for next week. And so if anybody wants to show up.
As far as I know at the moment, I will be there, but Steffi and I are both have the week off, so who knows, we might end up deciding to do something on that particular day. I will not be around for the sync the week after. I have a work meeting which conflicts.
Alrighty. Well then, hopefully I will see you all and anybody else who's listening to this who wants to show up next week, same time, same place. Happy November 17th, and talk to you all later.
Bye.
Okay, bye.